All right, live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Grime, America's voice, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth each and every day. Each and every day, and fearless in getting there, right? We'll find the truth for you no matter what it takes. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, spiking gas prices, wounding middle-class Americans who are struggling to make ends meet. In a way many have never seen, but the benefit to the environment, it appears almost non-existent, too. You got that going for you. Number two, home sales now falling because of the jump in interest rates, and that is only going to get worse because the Fed likely to jump rates by another 0.75 next month. And number three, America's angry. America is angry, angry with an administration that seems hell-bent on driving this great nation to its knees with no regard at all for the pain it's causing the American people. America's angry with high prices on gasoline, groceries, lumber, cars, new and used, housing, and well, everything else. And it's becoming far more dire if you haven't noticed. Because as we began telling you a while back, now first responders are being put on hold. Unless it's an absolute emergency. And this is just the beginning. You see, because police, fire, and ambulance budgets are already gone. There's no relief in sight. And it could be a matter of life and death. No joke. Budgets for many of these agencies have already been blown for the whole year because of the skyrocketing price of fuel, gas, and diesel. Listen to bite number one. Here it is.
The high cost of fuel isn't just making your commute more expensive. It's also forcing emergency responders in smaller communities to cut costs. For some, it means not responding to non-emergency calls. For others, cutting back on patrols, building inspections, and training courses for staff. Today, the average cost of a gallon of regular gas in the U.S. at a whopping $5. That price tag expected to climb further in the summer months. The surge impacting larger emergency response departments, too, but not in the same way. I spoke with departments across the country who told me they're already having to or will have to make big sacrifices to offset the cost of gas.
We've never seen costs like this since I've been sheriff.
We're at 100% usage of our allotted fuel budget for this budget year already. I'm worried about the state of emergency response agencies throughout the nation.
One of the things we're doing today is we call it No Dry Friday. So the crews aren't really allowed to leave the station unless it's an emergency.
No Drive Friday. Well, how is that going to work when it comes to school buses? Because school districts have blown their budgets on fuel by the time we get to the end of the calendar year. I mean, think about it. School starts in August. Diesel's still running $5, $6 a gallon. Where do you go from there? No place to go. If the budget's blown, the budget's blown. Right? All right, so you've got that going on. And it's putting people at risk because if you call 911 and they say, well, what's the emergency? And is it really an emergency? Well, you know, I don't know. You tell me. Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to find out where that goes. But the roaring inflation on everything, forcing hard decisions at more businesses than you might realize. It hits everyone across the board, across the nation. Let's listen to bite two.
Soaring prices at the pump and the grocery store and the airways, resulting in changing consumer behavior, like visits to the barbershop or hairstylist. Ahmet Sim owns Salon Simis in Fairfax, Virginia, where he says he pays up to 40% more for shampoos and coloring products. He's trying to keep prices the same.
Instead of coming every 4 weeks, they are now coming in every 7 or every 8 weeks sometimes.
Increasingly, though, people are simply spending less. U.S. flight bookings fell 2.3% in May, even as airports buckled with traffic. People eating out at restaurants dipped 11% through Sunday compared to the same week in 2019, according to data from OpenTable. Car sales dropped 4% in May, and existing home sales have fallen for three straight months.
Yeah. Everybody's getting drilled. Everybody. Mm-hmm. So here's something else, by the way, as we shift gears to a different topic for a moment. And that is, it appears that this bipartisan gun control package has been reached. A deal has been reached by Senate negotiators. We're not clear what all is in it, but it came in response to the shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde. The package includes substantial investments in mental health and school security, we're told, but what that means, we're not clear on. Two gun-related measures, one including juvenile crime records in the background check system performed on gun buyers under the age of 21, and the second, a federal grant program to encourage states to adopt so-called red flag firearm seizure laws. The ideas are still just frameworks. The specific legislation is yet to be written, according to Politico. There may be a broadening of the current prohibitions on gun ownership to include those convicted of domestic violence crimes against a dating partner and not just a spouse or family member. I thought it already included. I thought domestic violence was domestic violence. If you're convicted of that misdemeanor, you cannot own a firearm. And while the 10 or so senators working on an agreement may have made a deal, they're still going to need a buy-in from at least four other Republicans. And I'm not sure that they're going to get this. Now, having said that, a background check on those under 21 that may have juvenile records that include violence. Yeah, okay. All right, they're going to be okay with that. That'll get through probably, not too hard. But some of the other stuff, I'm not sure. Senator Steve Daines of Montana said Thursday that states are free to pursue red flag laws if they wish, but this should not be something Congress needs to meddle in. Daines, who is seeking to chair the Senate Republican Campaign Committee for the 24 election cycle, said many of our states are swimming in money right now after we shoveled $7 trillion of COVID money out the door, so money is not the issue. The states can do this if they think it's the best thing they should be doing. Other conservatives voicing opposition, Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, who noted a red flag law in New York didn't prevent the May 14th mass shooting, as well as Senator Roger Marshall, who called any red flag prohibition a poison pill for any Senate deal. I don't see how a red flag law passes up here. I think it's an infringement on the Second Amendment. And just like I'm standing up and fighting to protect our freedoms of speech and our freedoms of religion, I'm going to stand and protect our Second Amendment. So, big fights in the days ahead. Don't be surprised if there's another mass casualty incident just in a timely fashion. It just seems some of these things are all too convenient. Maybe I'm just that jaded. Maybe I am just that jaded. This part of the program brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. You can save $200 right now and lose 20 to 40 pounds. Save $200, save $200 and lose 20 to 40 pounds. You can't beat that, my friends. Get your diabetes in check. Maybe get off a medication or two. Get healthy. Feel good about yourself. Be happy to go to the summer barbecue and talk to friends again. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? All right, quick break. When we come back, Dr. Harlan Ullman will be here. We'll talk about America and democracy. Don't go anywhere.
Be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
In the 10. It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day at SoaringEagleCasino.com. It is amazing the impact certain players can have on a baseball lineup. Now, I'm not going to suggest a 21-year-old Riley Green has inspired players like Robbie Grossman and Eric Haas, but his presence in the order has lengthened the lineup. A.J. Hinch is aware of it, and so is the team. After all, Hinch said he had never seen a team so impacted by a young player's injury in spring training than when Green was
was lost this year. Everyday players are the key to a team's success. Look around the league at the best teams in the game and you'll notice everyday guys are the keys to that team's success. For Detroit, Grossman, Baez, Scope, and Candelario need to be better for this team to gain its footing. Green and Torkelson can help add to that for sure. And if they make others around them better, then that's even better. But the story of this season has been the underperformance of everyday guys. It has to change or the season won't.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods of Michigan Company, committed to bringing you U.S. only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code America and save 10% today and get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code America. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code America and shop today.